tonight. Nice. I had to go down, but honestly, if you haven't been down to the Times Change, support local, go down and have yourself a nice time. It's only $5 to go in, and it covers the band. So go on, treat yourselves. You know, hey, and as my joke is, if people need something to go do, if you have a last minute anniversary and you know that you like Big Dave or your partner likes blues, go now.
Yeah, don't be caught with nothing. Get out there.
Get out there. It's $5, the cheapest anniversary you'll ever have.
One thing I've been meaning to ask you is just how your Ripped Hat moniker came about as well.
Oh, that's a very good question into going to the end here. So I always had a hard time with self-identity. I think this is the first time I'll ever say this actually on air. I have autism, and for me growing up, being kind of in a crowd was always hard. And so I eventually, when our first family's trip to Yellowstone, I found this like waxy fedora style hat. And that kind of became my character, my personality. And, when it came to then later on, we were going to Cabela's, and it was years after, and I started not liking this hat anymore. It felt too small, felt too nerdy. It just wasn't neat. And went to Cabela's and found this hat. And it was this leather style crusher hat that I have here in my hand. And this is not the hat, but I wore this hat so much that in my final year of doing the garage band camp at the International Blues Guard, at the International Peace Gardens, I should say, the leather on the front here, and I'm going to point at it for Joel, but unfortunately you folks won't be able to see it, but the leather here started tearing away. I basically rotted away the leather from how much I had worn the hat and sweated with this hat on. Yeah. That started to peel away, so I had to use pins to try to keep the leather together. So the final photos of me wearing that hat at that camp look so messy on the front. Eventually I had to put a patch of leather from Fabricland in there. So now it looks like there's this giant tear, like a giant gash in the front. And I thought, oh, well, what would be my stage name and stuff like that? And I thought, oh, Ripped Hat. Because it's this raggedy old hat, kind of similar style that Neil Young would have worn a long time ago. But I've wore that hat every time I did blues or did any time thing music related where I was on stage. Because it was just this little, I guess you could say, mascot. The hat was the mascot, but the hat was me. And it just gave me identity. No matter where I went, I had a hat. And the first time ever where I had to do anything that didn't have a hat was the trip after I graduated high school from the camp to go to Scotland for the first time. And I kid you not, I was on a hunt for a new hat that entire trip. Could not find one. Bad. That was the size of my head, because apparently I have an extra, extra large size head, which, you know, funnily enough, there's not much in here. I'm not exactly the smartest for having a big head. Then eventually my folks helped me get a new hat for Christmas later that year. And I have the hat I have now. That is the one I wear when I go out places. And yeah, Ripped Hat was just me from wearing this hat so much, because it was my identity of wearing this hat. And it feels weird when I'm out in public and people see me without a hat on, because it's like part of me. But yeah, that's how it all came around. I was just trying to find myself and my own identity, and the hat came along. And the hat will always be part of me. And if you ever see me without a hat, then something's wrong.
Consider yourself lucky to see that version of you, right?
Yeah, it's something that, you know, I don't usually like to go in and say, you know, like talk about, you know, how I am as a person in terms of one's conditions or health. But no, for me, being someone on the spectrum, growing up, you know, everybody's into certain things. And I was always, respectfully, people said, you're an old soul. And I was just trying to find that, I guess you could say, old soul identity. And so the hat came along, and here we are.
That's amazing. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, that's a personal story.
Yeah.
And much, much appreciated. The give some additional insight into your awesome character and the way you approach the music and approach performance. I think it suits you.
Thank you.
From what I can tell.
The urban cowboy is the joke is with my friends.
It's been a great experience today, you know, sharing this time with you and getting to play these tunes and, you know, chat about how they came into our lives. So unfortunately, we're all out of time, and we'll come back at you again with some other version of this if you want to hear our favorite, you know, live blues songs, some of more of our favorite local and Canadian artists. We've still got a pretty good list.
We've still got a pretty good list.
So we'll do this again sometime.
Shall we spin some vinyl before we head out here and we're closing up shop? Or,
well, how do you usually end your show? How's the time on going into the next?
I always like to say, same time, different place, in the same spot on your radio dial. Play a tune, and you know, kind of pack up, and you know, have a nice, safe drive home.
Well, there's a song that really comes to mind after your story here, and I was going to chat about my favorite live blues that I've ever seen, which I'll tell you about, but then play something different. But since it's coming up to the Winnipeg Folk Festival time in a few weeks here, you know, going back to 2003, when I was young and naive in the ways of blues, so to speak, I went to the Winnipeg Folk Festival and found myself at the main stage where Mr. Buddy Guy was playing for the first and only time at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. And about midway through his set, you know, this is something that Buddy Guy is known for, but I didn't know that at the time. Buddy Guy went wireless, effectively, and he exited stage right and just ran off the stage and out into the middle of the crowd. So if you can picture the tarp-laden main stage at the folk festival, Buddy Guy just ran up the, you know, stage right exit, and people started noticing, and they're like, what is he doing? And so as soon as I saw that, I ran right for him. And to this day, I don't know if I've ever been more dazzled by an up close and personal guitar solo, but I stood a guitar length away from Buddy Guy as he soloed. I can't, you know, my brain won't even let me remember what the song was. Just the visceral experience of and joy of experiencing that, and you know, him radiating such joy and performance, you know, in the middle of a crowd of, you know, 10,000 people, where anything could happen, right? It was pure magic. That's one for me. The what I wanted to end with today is, you know, kind of fits with your story about kind of having your hat as almost like a piece of armor, or a kind of a confidence booster, a protector.
Yeah.
And since this is an artist that you weren't familiar with, I'm going to leave you with a song by a Canadian blues artist named Harry Manx. And this song is called Coat of Mail. And we're going to leave you with that. Thanks so much for tuning in to a special joint episode of Sound Companions and Riptide Blues Show. I'm Joel. He's Steven.
We'll hopefully catch you all again sometime and do something like this again.
Thanks, everybody.
Well, I'm going to play a song from the new album From Wise and Otherwise, and this one's called A Coat of Mail.
Understand, out in the world's a struggle, and every man needs a plan. Every man needs a plan. Oh, you listen without words, you know it's not everyone can see. Yeah, I recognize your eyes. Well, well, yeah, they once belong to me. Once belong to me. So him a coat of mail, make it all right. Send him the wind to sail. So him a coat of mail. At sunrise, no matter where you turn, there's questions without answers, and they continue to burn. Continue to burn. Oh, but it's a fine thread gonna keep you in this place. Yeah, I see you found yourself something, 'cause, oh, it's written on your face. Written on your face. So him a coat of mail, make it all right. Send him the wind to sail. So him a coat of mail, now, now. Coat of mail, yeah, yeah. Coat of mail.
Sit Down Tracy.
And you are listening to
101.5 UMFM.
Hall of the Days sing all the time.
Trumpet man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot de blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes a company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump A to the bar. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da do do. He blows it A to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Sleep with Boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Da, da.
We'll be right back.
have it out of you.
Silly, 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 silly.
I love you.
The melody you always sing, that same old melody. All the birds have their songs rearranged. Rearrange, you better get wise. What you gotta do today is swing. You gotta swing.
I've been talking to the whippoorwill. He says you've got a corny trill.
Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Tonight,
I was talking to the mockingbird. He says you are the worst he's heard.
Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight? Better get it figured out, 'cause even the owl tells us you're foul, singing those lullaby notes. Don't be a bring down, if you can swing down, give me those high notes.
There's a lot of talk about you, Bob, and they're saying you're off the cut.
Bob White, what you gonna swing tonight?
Oh, Listening to Swing Radio 101.5 UMFM. That was Duke Ellington with Midriff, Schneel Sisters and James DePogny's Chicago Jazz Band with Bob White. Before that, Colin James with Surely I Love You, and starting off the show, the Andrew Sisters with Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, perhaps one of their most well-known pieces. That was 1941 with the Andrew Sisters. So thank you all so much for tuning into our little slice of the musical world here. If you enjoy the music that's being played, please do check out the radio station's webpage at umfm.com. Again, that's at umfm.com. Or if you're currently streaming or playing it online, then you can also listen to it live on the air Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. at 101.5. But if you're going online, you can also download, you can podcast, you can stream all this wonderful content here at Campus and Community Radio. And I say that with Community Radio because it's not just, you know, just us schmucks up here playing some music. It is also, you know, an opportunity for everyone in the community to give back to something that is around here. Just a couple months back, we had Pledgerama, a huge success, with, and thank you to all the callers who came in and pledged into the station to help keep us running. It went to a huge, huge way because there's so much that goes on here. It's not just, you know, the radio station here. It is also community events. It is also not just music. It is also current events, broadcasting. There's sports. There's Bison Recreation and other things going on at the University of Manitoba. There's a recording studio here. There's resources. Just tons and tons of things here. So lots and lots of stuff. You can find out. You just read about it more at umfm.com. And, you know, check out all the other shows, not necessarily just mine, but tons and tons of options available for you to peruse and browse at your leisure. So enough about me, because you're here for the music, not to listen to me prattle on and on. Up next, this is Oscar Peterson and Count Basie with Louis B here on Swing Radio. Thank you.
Massachusetts, I'll be there with bells. Massachusetts, homesick as can be. Massachusetts, only place for me. Massachusetts, got a special date with that New England state. How my heart will knock, Massachusetts, to see Plymouth Rock. Massachusetts, want to roam around. Massachusetts, in Nantucket Town. Massachusetts, I can hardly wait. I hope the train ain't late. You can't guess how much it means for me to be there. Childhood friends and childhood scenes for me to see there. 'Neath blue skies above, Massachusetts, with the one I love. Massachusetts, just like Jack and Jill. Massachusetts, we'll climb Bunker Hill. Massachusetts, spread the news around our Massachusetts bar.
Naruin are true originals with a sound that defies time or place. Their music may come out of the Sahara, but what they've built is bigger than geography. A mix of slow-burning desert blues and psychedelia built on repetition, space, and guitar lines that feel like they're always moving forward, even when nothing is rushed. It's hypnotic and mesmerizing with a kind of stillness and peace that washes over you. Touareg guitar masters Tanaruan perform at the Park Theater for one night only on September 10th at 7 p.m. Great tickets are available now for only $45 plus fees, available via ticketweb.ca. Don't miss Tanaruan live at Park Theater on September 10th, brought to you by your friends at Moto Live and proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
On Wednesday, June 17th, the Byrne Cummings Theatre turns purple as the TD Winnipeg International Jazz Festival presents Soul Supreme live in concert, a D'Angelo tribute. Curated by Winnipeg's own Keisha Booker, this full-scale production celebrates the timeless music of D'Angelo, one of R&B and Soul's most influential voices. Featuring a 12-piece live band and a stacked lineup of performers, the night moves through Brown Sugar, Voodoo, and Black Messiah, bringing those iconic grooves and melodies to life on stage. Built from the heart of Winnipeg's R&B community, Soul Supreme has become a space for connection, creativity, and celebration. And this show takes it to its biggest stage yet. Step into a vibrant, immersive soundscape and experience the music, soul, and energy of Soul Supreme. Don't miss this one-night-only performance at the Byrne Cummings Theatre, June 17th. Tickets available through jazzwinnipeg.com. Proudly supported by UMFM 101.5.
things that you would not do at home, come naturally on the floor.
Lucky Stars. How about if I introduce them to you? John Ocampo here.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Royce Reynolds.
Merry Christmas.
Cassie Miller.
Feliz Navidad.
All right. Michael Lesko.
Yoko Samira-san.
Welcome back. You're listening to Swing Radio 101.5 at UMFM. That was the Bill Elliott Swing Orchestra with The Best Things Happen When You're Dancing. Or, sorry, while you're dancing. Yeah, a little slip of the lip there. Before that, Anita O'Day with Massachusetts, the Count Basie Trio with Prez, and then Count Basie and Oscar Peterson on the piano with Louis B. So, if you enjoy this music and you want to do a little bit of dancing to it, please do check out our dancing webpage at rivercityswing.ca. Again, that's at rivercityswing.ca. Flub of the tongues today. We've got dancing every single week. That's at 1100 Pemina. It's literally called the 1100 Studio or the 1100 Dance Studio. It's easy to find us there. Easy to get there by bus. Plenty of parking on the side streets. They're on Thursday evenings with a drop-in class from 7 to 8 and then music from 8 till 10. I don't believe we have any live band nights planned for the next couple of months because it's basically in the summertime. Lots of live music and things to go check out. So we try not to compete against that. And, you know, lots of people out of town and such and such. But we do have our classes every single week. We have the drop-ins. We do probably have classes running on Mondays and or Tuesdays in different locations, some of them at Robert E. Steen, some of them at 1100 Studio. So again, check out our webpage at rivercityswing.ca or find us, look up our schedule on Instagram or on Facebook or just look us up on social media, because that's the best way to get all the most up-to-date news for our upcoming classes, events, or other things that we collaborate with. So I myself, I don't exist on social media, but I try my best to kind of give you the up-to-date news of upcoming things and such and such. So one last time, that's at our webpage, rivercityswing.ca, or just do a search online for Winnipeg Swing Dancing. And yeah, we'd love to see you come out, join us for a little bit of toe-tap and dancing, such and such. So let's keep on going with some more music. Can't talk today. Up next, this is Harry James and his orchestra with Mr. 5x5 here on Swing Radio.
Thank you.
Mr. 5x5. He's one of those big, fat, bouncing boys, solid, avoirdupois. Mr. 5x5. He's 5 feet tall and he's 5 feet wide. He don't measure no more from head to toe than he do from side to side. Mr. 5x5 got 15 chins and a line of jive. He's a mellow old cat, a real hip bat. He be Mr. 5x5. That man can really jump it for a fat man. The only trouble is there's no way of knowing whether he's coming on or going. Mr. 5x5, he's slightly plump on the solid side. He don't shake it no more from head to toe than he do from side to side.
That's the name of the song.
come home, and I didn't know what to do. So I grabbed the telephone, because I felt so blue. It rang and rang and rang. It rang till it was dizzy. And then a deep bass voice said,
"Hello."
"Stop ringing, cause I'm busy." I says, "Who is you?"
He says, "Who is you?"
I said, "This is Mr. Bones."
He says, "Who is you?"
I says, "Who is you?"
He says, "This is Shorty Jones." "Get out of my house, get out of my house."
"Get out of my house, you mouse. Let the dog hit you where the dog bit you. Get out." "Has anybody here seen Shorty?"
"No."
"Has anybody here seen Shorty?"
"No."
"He stole my gal, that ain't no pal. Shorty's got to go." "Has anybody here seen Shorty?"
"No."
"Does anybody here know Shorty?"
"No."
"Well, tell that guy he's got to die. Yes, Shorty's got to go. He stole my suit, my shoes to boot.
Shorty's got to go.
He took my hat, the lowdown rap.
Shorty's got to go.
Wearing my $10 tie.
Shorty's got to go.
He stole my last pair of long underwear.
Shorty's got to go.
I'm a-telling you.
Shorty's got to go.
I'm a-telling you.
Shorty's got to go.
When I see him.
Shorty's got to go.
Yes, Shorty's got to go. Anybody there seen Shorty anywhere? Cause Shorty's got to go. Shorty's got to go. Shorty's got to go. Shorty
has got to go.
The modern miracles of sound, motion pictures, and radio open up vast sources of entertainment and instruction. To benefit from these, we need our ears, which interpret for us the multitude of sound waves they receive. Let us always strive to protect and to preserve this most precious gift of nature.
Always eager to help you enjoy that gift, this is CJUM 101.5, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.